Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel, talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. 580-552-1555.
Adama! Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
We're talking today with the Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, brand new year and a first of the year cattle on feed report from USDA out. Give us a kind of a rundown of what the numbers are telling us.
Well, the January cattle on feed report had placements in the month of December up 3.5% from a year ago. Marketings in December up 5.3%, and that leads to a January 1 on feed total that's up 2.3% from 1 year ago.
Does look like from what I was looking as far as the pre-report guesses, these are fairly close numbers to those expectations.
They are. This report was very well anticipated, so I don't expect any big surprise. And I guess I should also note that there was one extra business day in December of 2019 compared to a year earlier. So, you know, if you make adjustments for that extra business day, the marketings and placement numbers are really pretty close to year earlier levels. But we did have that one extra day in there.
Now, we are looking at, you know, the placement numbers were up. I know a lot of cattle once again being placed into our feedlots for several months in a row now. And the on-feed number, of course, a couple of percentage points above that of 2019. What does that tell you? How does that play into what we can expect for these first few months of the new year?
Well, we do obviously still have a very full pipeline of cattle coming through the feedlots. We're approaching the peak cyclically in these numbers. Obviously, we're not quite there. We did have bigger placements in December. We had bigger placements for the 2 months prior to that. Although, you know, earlier last year, we had 4 months in a row where placements were down year over year. So there's some short-term dynamics here for all month-to-month adjustments. But overall, what it says is that we do still have lots of cattle in the feedlot to work through. The placements in December, a good chunk of those increased placements were in the heavyweight category, actually, over 1,000 pounds. And so that means those cattle will not be on feed for a long period of time. So we're going to have plenty of cattle coming at us here in the first quarter of 2020.
In your mind, you know, you've had a chance to look at the last several months of the numbers, including some of the details that we have in some of these reports regarding the female slaughter, the heifers being slaughtered and being on feed. What does that tell you? Obviously, the other thing that we're going to be watching real closely is in another few days, the cattle inventory report. What are you, have you started thinking about what that report may entail?
You bet. I've put together estimates for that report. I guess I should say part of that is based on this latest cattle on feed report is also a quarterly report. So we get the breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. So for January 1, steers were up 1.3%, and that's actually a change all of 2019 on a quarter-by-quarter basis. All four quarters of the year, steers on feed was down year over year. And, of course, steer slaughter was down in 2019. But we knew there weren't less steers. The calf crop wasn't smaller last year. It was actually a tick higher than the year before. So this January 1 says, yeah, some of those steers got weighted until way late in the year, put in the feedlot, and so they're in the feedlot right now. Heifers on feed was up 4%. It's been above for several quarters now as we have slowed down heifer retention. And this is kind of consistent with that idea. And so all of that leads then to the idea that the cattle inventory numbers will confirm that we have probably peaked or really plateaued in cattle numbers. numbers. I have most of the inventory numbers from all cattle, cows, down just fractionally, less than a half a percent. Some people are estimating a little bit bigger drop than that. But the bottom line is we're probably at or slightly below last year's levels and at a peak level for this particular stage of the cattle cycle.
Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you're invited to take part in their 2020 Winter Policy Meeting set for Tuesday, January 28th, 9 a.m. start time at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. OCA members will have the chance to share their input and exercise their membership voting power to set policy for the coming year. For more information, you can contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.